Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir, reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Guys Podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers, part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate. This week, Dennis, we are on location live downtown Colorado Springs at Catalyst Campus. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Nate.
And yeah, we're here. Kind of like we've done this once or twice.
Yeah, we're here for the business development boot camp.
Boot camp.
And there's, I believe, five companies?
Six companies in the boot camp.
All startups trying to move into the DoD space a little bit, bringing their tech, all space related. And so we're here today with Little Place Labs. And go ahead. Let's do the intro.
So we've got the founder, co-founder, and CEO, Bosco, is it Lai?
Bosco Lai. Got it right.
There you go. See?
Yeah. Better than me, actually.
White boy from North Dakota, I'm good. No problem. I wasn't freaking out about saying names. That's never my problem.
It's been our joke for the last 2 years. He screws up everybody's name.
It could be Smith, and I get it wrong. I don't know.
You got this one right.
There you go, Bosco.
Yeah. That's good. All right, so Little Place Labs. Bosco, tell us about Little Place.
Yeah, so we are a machine learning software company. So think about it, today's satellites in space. We call them quite dumb, meaning that, you know, they don't really do any data processing and whatnot. So
on orbit,
right? Yeah. So there's a lot of good sensors up there, and they take a lot of great pictures and data, but they send them all back to on ground before it gets any, you know, data processing and ultimately turn into useful analytics to the end user. So just delay, it's expensive to downlink. So what we do is we get it and process the data and generate the analytics in space, and to aim at delivering the useful insights to the end users in near real time. So, you know, what does that mean? You know, real time sensitive events like wildfire detection, combat awareness, and situation. We want the end users to get that analytics to make informed decisions and take action in near real time.
Okay. So are you using AI along with ML or?
Yes.
Artificial intelligence and machine learning.
Exactly.
So it's essentially on the edge, right? I mean, on your edge is space.
Exactly.
The edge of space.
That could be their motto, Little Place Computing. Labs, living at the edge of space.
There you go.
That's right. That's a good slogan.
There we go. He's here all week. So that's very interesting, actually. So are you focusing just on the software, on the processing side of things, or do you have a new hardware for the edge, a new edge device that's going to reside in space? Or
yeah, great question. That's actually the first question that people ask. You know, are you building your own satellites, processors, and the software? We are a software first company, so we're really focusing on bread and butter, which is building the software that works in space. You know, machine learning software in space and on ground are very different. There's a lot of limitations. You know, from electricity to processing power. In a satellite versus on-ground processing center. Mm-hmm. So we are really focusing on a craft, which is the software. So how do we kind of breach and find the right processor and satellite? We partner with people. So we spend a lot of time in the early days of our company learning about the market, who is in the market that are, you know, offering processors, who are actually building these processors, latest and greatest, that can be used for people like us to deploy our software applications.
But you're probably not developing those in as Apple or Windows applications then, huh?
Oh, exactly. Well, we try, we would love to, but I think that's a long game. Like, we see a lot of players like, you know, Microsoft and AWS trying to come in and, you know, build that service platform which allow people like us to easily deploy. Like, think about it as your smartphone, right? Mm-hmm. you know, anyone can deploy their application on it. Why? Because there's Android, because there's iOS, mm-hmm. which is very easy, very seamless, and very consistent. We're seeing that market kind of opening up and developing in the satellite market. So I always kind of draw that analogy, you know, when I explain how the satellite market, especially on the smaller satellites, are going, is think about like 40, 30 years ago, the PC market, right? Everyone is building their own box, building everything vertically. But then the market opened up, and you go to a conference, you would see someone building consistently hard dish. They will build, you know, the case, they will build everything, the cables. And we are seeing that in the satellite market, right? At the end of the day, I can go and actually pick out the pieces that I need for my application and put it up in the sky.
So are you, how far along are you guys in this process? We didn't talk, are you guys local, first of all? Are you here in Colorado? Where are you?
No. So interesting, our team actually met in the University of Oxford in the UK. Okay. So the founding team is actually part of the executive MBA program there. We met together and, you know, after a few pints of Guinness, we say, hey, let's build something. We had no idea what to build. We just know that we want to build something that would be useful, use technology in space and for the good, for the Earth and humanity. Right. So we spend quite a bit of time looking around us, understanding the space industry and say, hey, what we can do, what are the opportunities? Ultimately, back in 2021, we stumbled into a challenge called Gravity Challenge. That's a global competition organized by Deloitte. We have multiple big companies. The one that we participated was with AWS, which is exactly about this problem. How can we do data processing better and potentially in orbit?
Right.
So we spent about 8 months working with these two companies and ultimately won the challenge.
Nice.
Using a wildfire detection use case. So we built some prototype models, we deployed that onto their platform and show that, hey, we can actually do this. Such fire models can actually process the imagery and actually spit out the information that people need in a very short period of time.
So I've heard lots of people tell me this, that they built something to like your model, right? And put it on orbit. How do you not have to know what the payload is, so you know what sensors you have access to? How does that work? I mean, I would assume that's the number one, right? You have to know what the payload is capable of.
Yep. That is the beauty of why we're in this game today. It's because everyone is trying to figure out their piece. So literally we can go into the market and say, hey, you are actually developing and building the processor. You are building your sensor. You are building your ShareRide satellites. And AWS is building the surface platform. We are building our application. Everyone is in this kind of exploration phase where we can actually sit on the table and try to share ideas, try to collaborate. We're not like going into a marketplace and go, I'm a pure consumer or I'm a pure service provider. This is the most exciting time in the space industry ever.
So in your use case, where are you testing these things? Are you doing it in a lab right now? Where are you? Because are you putting anything on orbit? Have you had anything on orbit yet?
So we just actually signed a contract a few weeks ago for an illegal phishing use case. So we're partnering with two partners. One of them is the processor provider. So they are the one who's actually putting together the chip and whatnot. And then there's another company who is going to be operating satellites. So we'll kind of like pay them a rent and we'll share the capacity.
Right.
And we come in to build the illegal phishing model, which is super exciting because for us, again, early stage, right?
Yeah.
But what that means is the mission is actually targeted to go up in October. With a few months of fine tuning, if all goes well, and it will go well, by Q1 next year, we can say that we have our software running on the satellite with an illegal phishing end use case for an actual client.
Because it's all embedded. So is there a standard yet or a checklist that you have to follow to be able to put something on orbit? Software-wise, I mean, hardware I get, right? It has to meet these physical requirements. It must, down to this temperature, this high of a temperature, the physical issues with space itself. But software, it's ones and zeros.
Yeah, so there are no standards per se.
Okay.
Still, again, we're just kind of working with the other players to see if there's a common platform that are coming up. I think like in a year or two, there will be something that's more like a common and consistent platform where people like us can really deploy it quite quickly. But right now, it's still quite bespoke, if you will. But saying that, we do know that what are the kind of potential bottleneck that we need to be aware of, right?
He just used a huge word. I just found out what that word meant this year.
What's that
Which
word?
One?
Bespoke.
Bespoke.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew.
He's from the Dakotas. farming.
We used to call it. Down. We used to call it customized. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but
again, but I didn't go to school for an MBA program in Oxford. Though,
he's got you, Trump.
There you go. Man. Hands down.
No, so this is fascinating. We got to get you offline too and talk to you a little more now that we're finding out what you do. I've been putting notes here. Have you done this? Talk to that. Talk to this. So.
Fantastic.
Some ideas too, yeah, from some of our customers as well, some of the things we've been working on and other partners that we've been teaming with. So
right,
yeah. So where are you guys going now? What's the so that's the next close thing, I guess, right?
Yeah, like we are all heads down.
We didn't say where you were. So you guys virtual?
Oh, sorry. Yes, yeah, so,
you're virtual.
Yeah, so we do have a truly global presence and quite global for a startup team. My co-founder, main co-founder, is in London, UK.
Okay.
We have all the other, classmates in Europe, in Asia. Myself is based in Houston, Texas.
So okay, so you're in Houston.
I'm kind of like a key U.S. Presence here.
Okay. Yeah. You're the front man. You need to go to pause real quick if you want to do a break.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
Business owners, looking for out-of-the-box solutions? Five Star Bank's Business Solutions Group is here to help you with all your financing needs. When you need a creative, innovative approach that goes beyond traditional solutions, think of Five Star Bank. We care about the growth of our local business community. With offices in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Trinidad, Five Star Bank is easy to find. Visit fivestar.bank to connect with us today. That's the number 5, STAR.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This week we are in downtown Colorado Springs, live at the Catalyst campus, and we are sitting here with Bosco, the CEO and co-founder of Little Place Labs. Welcome back.
And in awe, this has been a great couple interviews we've had.
My brain is companies. Like,
there's a lot out there. It's what's interesting. All you guys are a little different too. So it's a cohort of 6 companies going through the business development boot camp at the Catalyst Accelerator. And all of you are very different in kind of your focus, which I think is kind of cool. Almost complementary, really.
Very.
In the end. Yeah, you could almost build a network
a system,
or system
together.
Yes, of the capabilities that are here. I wonder if they thought about that. Anyways, I know AFLRL is a big sponsor of the Catalyst in this event, so that's probably in their mind.
Yeah.
So we were just about to talk. You're based out of Houston. You're here in the United States. Where are you guys going next? A little longer.
Yeah, so right now we are really trying to understand, first of all, we need to work on the contracts that we have, make sure that we deliver, because that would be able to, for us to prove that, hey, our stuff not only work in a lab, but it actually work in space and all that. But really, it's, understanding the U.S. market, it's the near kind of like 6 months, kind of milestone. We're also actively building out a team, so hiring, people to work on multiple opportunities. But again, like I think the market, as I mentioned earlier, is opening up like so wide with different players coming in and different use cases that we haven't even cracked. The ground, like people talking about, back in the Space Symposium a few months ago, and I was talking to all these companies, executives that, are running companies that already have constellation of, 20, 50 satellites. Mm-hmm. And they are saying that they still are not cracking the $1 billion use case down on ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Earth observation kind of use cases, there are quite a lot out there, but you can see that it's kind of concentrated in certain industries. So what about the other industries? So I think like when the market opens up like this, where everyone is trying to come in and offer their own kind of segment or product or module, that's where we come in and play our part in terms of like the software application.
Okay. You and I talked on Friday briefly, and you had mentioned that you are not a software developer, right?
No. Nope.
You're not hardware, you're... What's your background?
Yeah, so someone asked me today when I did it. So educationally, I got a life science degree and an electrical engineering degree. But when I graduated, I got into investment banking. So I work in an investment bank for 13 years. Really nothing related to space, honestly. It's all about, financing, technology.
The business development side.
Business development side, but also like learn about the latest and greatest technology. So I do a bit of financing on the... energy industry, technology side of things. And really got into space, again, when I met the founding team and we start to really look into it and talk about it.
What other applications are you guys looking at? Is this yours just sole focus, or you just want to do the space to, you know, edge computing, or are you looking at other applications as well?
I think, you know, the wildfire, illegal fishing and whatnot, it's all what we call like space for ground, right? There is a huge area of space for space, right? If you think about it, if you have to make decisions to, you know, move your satellite, you know, to the left a little bit or whatnot, like, it's silly to send the data back down and then send the instruction back up. So there's a huge operation and potential there. Like, in fact, when you talk about collaboration between like the six startups, you know, there are a few companies here that are doing, you know, debris removal and whatnot, which needs a lot of processing in terms of making decision on where to grab, where to go. And we already have like calls within our teams to talk about potential collaboration.
So I think I had a note here for you.
I think the key though is as you said, the software side. You can't be sloppy on the software side, especially because when you're talking computing, these types of numbers, that's a lot of compute power, and there's not a lot of power on a satellite up in space.
Yep.
Especially if it's a small sat or something like that. You know, you don't have endless amounts of power. You can't just plug into 480 and let it go.
Absolutely. Right?
So I think that's definitely a key. So you must have some pretty smart people on the software side,
making
that happen.
And I mean, like, again, building out these relationships, right? Like, earlier you said, you know, who are you actually partnering with for processors and whatnot? Like, we are looking out for people that are, you know, building processors and whatnot to understand what are they building. And they also want to understand what are we building so that they can build some, you know, and hardware and processor that
together
people can use, right? And we are, like, actively reaching out and building long-term relationships with all these companies so that we learn together.
Now, ideally, it'd be nice if the processor was agnostic.
That would be fantastic. I mean, again, like, we do see that happening, right? Like, we do think that satellite, especially in the small set side of things, it's going to be more commoditized. So people like us will be able to come in. Yes, I understand that there are certain limitations, but I know what the range of that limitations are.
Are you going to be at the small set conference in Logan, Utah in September?
Yes.
August.
Okay. End of mid-August.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Actually, we are looking to partner with a company who is building a processor to do a live demo. So very excited about that. Another thing that you
don't forget to do high altitude capabilities to test too. We can talk about that later.
Absolutely.
So Little Place Labs, how do people get a hold of you?
www.littleplace.com.
littleplace.com.
Yeah, and if you want to reach out to me directly, Bosco, BOSCO at littleplace.com. We are quite active on LinkedIn, so you can, you know, follow up on those platforms.
Yep.
That's one of the coolest names of a company ever. How'd you come up with the name?
Little Place?
Yeah.
Yeah, Little Place starts with even all before, you know, this space and whatnot. It's our idea of a place where different people of different background, interests, and whatnot come together and share passion on anything, coffee, wine, you know, olive oil.
In a little place.
In a little place. It's that concentration of energy and passion. And then soon enough, like, we realized that, hey, actually, we people coming together to try to build something is that. But more to it is talking to a lot of people and really zoom out into space, right? When you look back on the Earth, it is so small, tiny, fragile. Yeah. And so we call that our little place. And what we want to do is build solutions and tools that help people protect our little place.
Dang, look at that. That's why we did the smalls.
That's right.
We need a team with them. Little place.
And now that we've helped him with his new tagline.
Right. Absolutely.
Computing on the edge of space.
At the edge of space. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you, Bosco. This was really, I'll shake your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you. This was really great. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And if you want to get a hold of Bosco, you've got his information, and we'll also put that on the podcast link there.
Yes, it'll all be in the show notes.
So,
and once this goes up, we'll let you know when it's up so you can distribute it to your worldwide network.
Absolutely.
All over the little place.
Company.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So,
well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, till next time, this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.